This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Myrna, I just want to say thank you very much for helping me. I'll tell the class what you did for us. Again, thank you very much. Rich Sheban's with us. Rich, I was just on the phone with Midwest Can, and I had a failure of 8 gasoline can caps, the type you screw on. I called Midwest Can. They're out of warranty, but Myrna was able to provide me with 8 gas can screw tops that have cracked. Out of warranty, she went above and beyond. Thank you very much, Myrna. Rich Evans with us. Rich, back to you.
Yeah, that's what we need more of. It's called work ethic. It's called doing your job. It's called not passing the buck. It's called not being a yes man or woman.
And not only that, she had plenty of time for me. She had more time than I had, so I had to put her on as we were going in.
Okay,
back
folks,
to you, Rich.
I'm going to have to shortcut everything here because I have so much information that you guys need to hear. And just talking about the last article before the break regarding 5G, look, we've talked about all the design mind control. We've talked about how the powers that be are using psyops to create emotional responses, behavior modification, controlled reaction. All this mind control with 5G, we've talked about MK Ultra and technology and frequencies, electromagnetic radiation. This is all for hacking, tracking, tracing. It's for transhumanism to manipulate consciousness, memory, central nervous system using nanotechnology and 5G. That's why we use the terms genocide, eugenics, and murder. We do not use these terms lightly. They should not be used lightly. Look, we have to make the difference. We, the people, have to be the judge and jury. I've given thousands of examples how judges, lawyers, courts, they're not doing their job. They've sold out. They've been blackmailed. Everything they touch is rigged. They've been paid off. Okay? So we have to go, the people have to go back to the Constitution. We have to realize this is our home. We have to make a choice. We inherited a birthright of freedom in the Constitution. Do you want to fight for it, or do you want to basically pay for the theater that we're seeing where there's no policy for us, but everything is done to benefit the elite and the powers that be? They have betrayed, when I say they, I mean everybody, medicine, academia, social institutions, Wall Street, the rule of law, judges, education, government, big corporations, with all the consolidation of power, money, control, the corruption, the racketeering, the greed, they have betrayed. There's no more official authorities. There's no more experts. We've proven that. We're getting totalitarian, tyrannical attacks against we, the people. These journalists, the mainstream media, Washington, D.C., they've all betrayed the trust of the people. They have corrupted their profession. It's up to us, people. If we do nothing, then we're going to be in bondage. Bondage. Slavery. And that's if you survive. Okay, folks, moving on here. Senators introduced a bill to create digital identity for all Americans. And guess who's doing it? Christian Sinema, who's now an independent, which was all apparently bought and paid for. And Cynthia Loomis, who's a Republican of Wyoming, calling it the Improving Digital Identity Act of 2023. And because I'm going into shortcuts, I'm just going to mention, I was going to go into a little more detail, but you kind of get where that's going. Here's a couple of comments from We the People. Count me out, I will not comply. It's about to get ugly. 5 points here this one person makes. Bilderberg is depopulation headquarters, number 2. woman attended Bilderberg in Washington, D.C. in 2022. Cinema is delivering us digital ID. Digital ID is the Trojan horse. Forced injection, social media censoring, societal participation, freedom of expression, freedom of movement. But basically, you get the gist of where this is going. Wayne Root, basically, he's a great patriot, and he talks about the Fox Dominion legal settlement is the biggest bait and switch in history. And everything he says here, we've talked about. The 2020 election was stolen, no government issue of ID, voter ID. I'm just going to give a couple of bullet points here because of time. Mail-in ballots handed to everyone in many states, mass ballots to voters without even asking, without voter ID. Five states colluding to stop the vote on election night for the first time in history. They sent all witnesses home with no witnesses in the room. We've seen the videos even. Ballot harvesting with no oversight. Ballot drop boxes with no oversight. Little or no signature match on millions of mail-in ballots. Counting fake ballots for days after the election. Voter rolls contain millions of inactive or improper registration. Illegal aliens voting by millions. He gave an example. The state that he lives in now, Nevada, I think he lives in Vegas. It's legal for illegal aliens. Is that an oxymoron right there? To get a driver's license. But at the DMV, they are automatically registered to vote. And how about Zuckerberg with $400 million? How about China and their illegal contributions? And how about, as he calls it, the big one, how the FBI rigged the election? We've given countless articles and interviews regarding this. So this is what the mainstream media does. Oh, you're an election denier. We give all the evidence, all the facts, all the proof. But nothing matters because our judges, lawyers, and politicians are all in on it. They're basically all these jobs are now a welfare program where they get to go to big parties. And so what did they do? They slam the Republicans for saying it, right? Give them fines, maybe go to jail, I don't know. What are they doing? And we've said this before, too. Democrat senators warned of potential votes switching by Dominion voting machines prior to the 2020 election. They got Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, Ron Wyden, Mark Pocan. And the comment here is, will Dominion be suing these Democrat senators also? There are so many. There's dozens of points here. Adam Schiff is on here. All these names are on here talking about election hacking, modems, all this stuff. I mean, if I had the time, I'd go into a little more detail. Sheila Jackson Lee, same thing. But nothing happens to these people, because there's a different set of rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you are in. And we have proven that 1,000 times. Pfizer and Moderna COVID vaccines no longer authorized. New protocols announced. Let me decode that for you. Destroy the evidence. Try to maintain authority because the trust is gone. That's what that's all about, folks. FDA ends official COVID vaccine protocol. Now says people should receive no more than one mRNA dose and no more boosters. And you wonder, just by that Dr. Astrid Stuckelberger, if mRNA is even in there. Or is it different files, different batches, different protocols for extinction with all these different companies and vials? And here's again, I'm making a very long story short, folks, because of time. And this just came out 2 days ago on April 23rd. And this is titled New. The Coalition Advocating for Adequately Labeled Medicines, and the acronym is CALM, C-A-A-L-M, recently filed a petition requesting the FDA update product labeling for the Pfizer and Moderna COVID vaccines to better reflect their true safety and efficacy. So the FDA responded. I'm going to give you one of their quotes that's really, you don't need it to know anything else. This is the FDA quote. Vaccines do not require demonstration of the prevention of infection or transmission. many people feel like useful idiots? Raise your hand. People, you cannot believe anything. These people have betrayed the trust of the people. They've corrupted their profession. Okay, moving on. I'm still in the variety package here, folks, to show you how far behind I am. U.S. District Court has confirmed that Ashley Biden's diary is legitimate. You know what the title of this article is? Checkmate. How come this is not a huge story all over the mainstream media? Here's a quote from Ashley Biden's diary, from Ashley Biden. My father molested me in the shower many times. I'm so afraid of him coming into the shower, waiting until late at night to take a shower. So, abuse of power, multi-system justice system, multi-tier justice system, none of it matters. How about, again, like I mentioned earlier in the program, FBI and former 50 intelligence agencies all said the Hunter laptop was Russian disinformation. That's all proved to be a bunch of bunk, too. How come nothing's getting done? Oh, don't forget, by the way, people, the two people who actually were charged and found guilty of supplying the diary to news outlets. So you basically, if you tell the truth, you get arrested. You can't make this stuff up. Okay, and I'm sure you heard about the 60-minute playing innocent victim regarding Ray Epps. Again, I'm trying to figure out how I can make a long story short here. He says it's hard to see our capital under attack. Whoa. With all the video and audio of him instigating and initiating violence and attacking a peaceful crowd, he walks free while 8 others rot in jail for doing the same thing he did and standing next to him. And yet, he's not an informant. He's not affiliated with the feds. Wow. Ray Epps lied. He committed criminal acts and it was all caught on video. Wow. Think about that. There's even a never-seen-before leaked video of Ray Epps about this so-called breach. And the video was doctored. It shows the video doctored. It's unbelievable where, you know, well, let's see what the American people say. I'm just going to mention a few of them. Gaslighting, fake news on steroids, 60 Minutes is trash. Another one, what a POS, worse than a traitor. He's a treasonous agent provocateur. Can you imagine doing this to your own people? Can you imagine being paid to be an actor, to put your own fellow Americans in prison, to sell a narrative? Which the narrative was basically, this was all made up to hide the true insurrection, which was November 3rd, a few days ago, a few weeks prior. I'm going to mention a couple things here that the people said. In fact, this is a quote from Ray Epps. In fact, tomorrow, I don't even like to say it because I'll be arrested. We need to go. I'll say it. We need to go into the Capitol. This guy literally this is recruitment. This was all planned to cover up the insurrection of November 3rd. And keep in mind, 8 men are serving years in prison for standing next to him, for doing the same thing. But Ray Epps, nothing happened to him. Wow. The Restrict Act, folks, is the final tyranny nail in the coffin. I'll talk about that after the break.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Stevens with us. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, sir. Okay, folks. I'm going to shortcut my shortcuts now. I talked about the Restrict Act being the final tyranny nail in the coffin. Basically, government could seize your website of alternative media, imprison anyone who disagrees with the regime for 20 years, and use force against those who refuse to bow down to any agenda. It could be CBDCs, LGBT. It doesn't matter. We need to stop this. You need to look. We're fighting for everybody here. State control is eliminating parental rights. They're pro-pedophilia, pro-death jab. They're basically want to get in every part of your life, and they're promoting weakness and propaganda. You're being canceled. Do you understand? America's being censored. Do you understand? And keep in mind, fraud does not have a statute of limitations, folks. Okay. I'm shortcutting my shortcuts again here. I'm going to go into healthcare, again, the profession formerly known as practicing medicine. And basically, this is pretty lengthy, but I'm going to shortcut the living bejesus out of it here. Basically, Justin Trudeau is rewriting history, and he said he did not force anyone to get the vaccination. Well, here's a thread, and this is on Twitter. Trudeau says, quote, "Mandates are the way to avoid further restrictions. This team is going to stay focused on doing exactly that." So basically, when he says team, he's taking some of the pressure and responsibility off of himself. and it makes it look like there's something more legitimate when he says team. Well, Trudeau, what about all the babies and young kids who died that we've given their names from the jab? What about the province of Alberta, where for months and months, maybe even still today, where the number one cause of death is unknown? You see how that works, folks? All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to take that and bridge that into healthcare. Orthopedics, and I'm going to go quick. Surgeon's career destroyed after he developed career-ending conditions 7 days after taking the jab. New studies suggest carbon dioxide buildup from wearing face masks increased risk of stillbirths, testicular dysfunction, and cognitive deterioration. Do you know how many of this information, all this information that we give now, we've given over 2 years ago? For over 2 years, we've been given this information. mRNA vaccines in the pork supply. I haven't found evidence if it's in the beef, but do you believe them if they say no? If you do believe them, send me a check. I'll send you a bridge. The Sydney Morning Herald, liver cancer rates are surging in Australia, and climate change could be to blame. So shame on the Sydney Morning Herald. That's called being a sellout. Do you really think your people are that dumb when I've been giving articles in Australia about how you're seeing death rates similar to World War II? Climate change. FDA Commissioner Robert Califf dishonestly blames health misinformation for falling life expectancy rates, no mention of the death jab. You can't make this up. When you see misinformation, when you see disinformation, when you see climate change or global warming, guaranteed it's going to be a hoax. Okay, moving on. No more white coats for whites. The medical industry is on the cusp of adopting racist guidelines that systemically eliminate white people, especially white men. Do you remember the article I gave months ago on equity regarding the Hippocratic Oath of do no harm? They're getting rid of that. You remember that, folks? It's not about hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, standards, merit. It's not. It means nothing. Your group, your pronoun and hyphen mean nothing. Get over it. Get out of the useful idiot category and start being proactive. Next, University of Utah Medical School is paying woke speakers tens of thousands of dollars weekly to indoctrinate students with ideology. It's not about medicine. It's not about benefiting the people. It's not none of it. Okay, Ann Vandersteel had a guest on. U.S. is funneling $1 billion per year to the World Health Organization. This is the treaty. This is the organization.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update.
Work all night on a drink of rum.
Harry Belafonte, who stormed the pop charts and smashed racial barriers in the 1950s, and went on to become a leader in the civil rights movement, died today at his home in the Upper West Side of Manhattan. The 96-year-old passed from congestive heart failure. It's official. President Biden formally launched his re-election campaign with a pre-recorded video this morning. Democratic Congressman James Clyburn from South Carolina weighs in.
I don't believe this is about stopping Trump. This is about continuing our pursuit of a more perfect union, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Yeah. Rich Stevens with us. Rich, please continue.
Thank you, sir. Okay, moving faster, folks. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky finally admits vaccinated individuals can spread COVID virus. Do you know how many years that we've said this, folks? Doesn't Rochelle Walensky have a doctor in front of her name? Forget about credentials, people. Forget about them. Next, Italy is censoring anything with sudden illnesses. I just listened to an interview on the X-22 report with Dr. Peter McCullough. Over 500,000 Americans have lost their lives from this vaccine. I want you to think about that. And this is within 30 days. How many people actually lost their lives for deaths later in time? Folks, we've used the term bioweapon not by accident, because almost everyone is using it. Forget about credentials. See if they were sold out. If they were psychologically profiled to sell out their people, their sovereignty, their freedom, their liberty for their own personal gain, that's the number one criteria, people. They care about manufacturing the perception of their own self-importance. And I define that as self-interest and self-preservation and not caring about the people. We have to be aware of that. We have to look at what's the most important criteria. And when you talk about, like, Tucker Carlson, here I go off into tangents again. There's a litmus test for conservative news, for facts, for truth, for evidence, for proof. If they don't discuss climate change, election fraud, and the bioweapon vax, they're not credible. Do you understand? They're not credible. Look at all the people that listen to us from, again, physicians, researchers and scientists regarding early treatment. Now, we talked about ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, vitamin D3, zinc, exercise, weight loss, quercetin, all this stuff that we've talked about. And we've gotten lots of compliments where people literally told me that we saved their life. This is what true news does, folks. Okay, moving on. Former director of national intelligence finally admits that Fauci lied about gain-of-function research. You think? New bill won't require parental notification for runaway minors receiving gender-affirming treatment. This is in Washington, folks. So if your kid kind of walks away from you and all of a sudden it's a runaway and someone takes it, they can literally brainwash them to sign on the dotted line as a child to become trans against their will. Think about this. And this is going to be happening everywhere. I could have given so many of these articles, but I don't have the time, so I gave here's another example. From Florida, a red state, lawmaker says girls will cut off their own breasts if they aren't given sex changes. Can you see the mind manipulation? Florida. Next. Joe Biden says the quiet part out loud. There's no such thing as someone else's child. Let me repeat that. There's no such thing as someone else's child. Are you ready to get involved yet, folks? Grocery employee caught on video inserting sewing needles into food items at Pennsylvania store. Look, this is why we're going to talk about gardening. And it's so important to be self-sufficient. Raise your own animals. Maybe do a little hunting and fishing, whatever it takes. Mothers of trans children have high levels of mental illness. Do you remember we gave an article several weeks ago that 90% of the trans children come from white, single-mom households? Does that surprise you? Next, young single father fighting for custody of 3-year-old son to protect him from mother's gender confusion and mental illness. You see what's going on, folks? These are all distractions, dumbing down and divide and conquer strategies. Okay, I'm going to go into economics, and then I have some election fraud. I'm not going to get it all. I'm just going to pick and choose. But all the economic stuff is very important. Here we go. I'm ripping through it, guys. Homeowners with good credit forced to pay higher mortgage rates and fees to subsidize riskier buyers under the new Biden rule. What this is, folks, is subsidizing high-risk mortgages. It's basically creating a financial collapse. Do you remember the liar loans when all that blew up? What happened to your equity in your home? Everybody, cross country, it dropped like a rock. That's what they're trying to do right now. Do you remember we gave tons of examples when I've given lectures on economics about how you're going to see inflation, deflation, and stagflation? In other words, everything, every asset you own is going to go down, and everything that you have, your purchase regarding dollars, is going to have less purchasing power. This is what we're seeing. Okay, got to move on. Millennials are the slowest generation to hit 50% home ownership. This is why we're going to talk about what Vince and I talked about earlier in the program, and stimulus bill that would have lowered gas prices by as much as 50%, 50. They don't care about you folks. It's a tyrannical collapse by design. Okay? Collapse by design. Next. Globalist puppet Biden announces, and believe me, I'm reading the just a bullet point here. Plans to close all coal and gas power plants, effectively knocking the U.S. back to the 1880s. Look, it's up to you folks. You can either take it or you can do something about it. And expect a lot of false flag blaming patriots and Trump supporters. I guarantee it. Next, we're not a proponent of violence here. Next, Nigeria has just banned cash. You know how many people signed up for the digital dollar in Nigeria? Less than 0.5% because the people aren't taking it. Forget Nigeria is like 90%+ black. They don't care about your group, your hyphen, and your pronoun. Get over it. They're using you. That's part of the mind control. That's why they call you useful idiots. Zimbabwe to introduce gold back currency. Let me tell you about gold back. If it's not redeemable, the currency by gold, if you can't exchange it for gold, you gotta be aware it's probably a scam. Just because they say it's gold back, now I don't know if you can replace the Zimbabwe dollar for gold. If you can, it's legitimate. If you can't, it's a con job. 1 in 10 Americans now buying groceries on installment. Installment. Remember how last article I shared with you several weeks ago, 64% of Americans are living paycheck by paycheck? Ladies, do you really think it's about equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, inclusion, equity? No! They're making everybody poor on purpose. You've been duped. You've been played. You've been conned. A few of you got jobs you didn't earn, and you think it's good for our country. No, it's taking our country down. It's eliminating value. When you don't earn it, there's no value in it. Next, 3 states to recall 61 pounds of ready-to-eat sausage. Poultry company recalls over 11,000 pounds of frozen turkey. Look at all the food processing plants burning. If you think it's by accident, again, send me a check. I'll send you a bridge. Obama, Bush, Clinton joined forces to fly third world migrants into the United States on your dime. Folks, forget about this left-right paradigm. You've been duped. You've been played. You've been used. I could talk about each one of these articles for an hour. Where are they hiding all the illegals? Some in $700 per night hotels. Guess who's paying for it? I can spell it in 3 letters. Y-O-U. Mayorkas, confusion. He says basically to solve the border crisis, we should just open the border. We're seeing tyranny, not every day. We're seeing tyranny every minute in this administration, folks. It's never been about your group hyphen a pronoun. It's been consolidating power, money, control for the elites. That's it. Pelosi says the GOP are reversing freedom in our country. This is a joke, people. It's a total joke. Destroying freedom? I mean, she's talking about you're guilty and you've got to prove your innocence. Her son is getting jobs and nepotism connections on Ukraine's board of directors without any qualifications. Look at all the voter fraud. Look at the January 6th setup and cover-up for the November 3rd insurrection. Look at the made-up dossiers. Look at the overthrow of the government. Look at the mandates in the Restrict Act. Oh, my God, Pelosi. You're the poster girl for loss of freedom. Next, Montana State House's leadership will not commit to pass top 2 primary bill. Hey, my fellow Montanans, don't be an idiot. What this is a precursor to ranked choice voting, just like Alaska. It's going to be rigged. It's going to be manipulated. Top 2 primary bill is a scam. It's a con job. Don't fall for it. Man, I wish I had more time. Okay. Here we go. I'm going to mention RFK slams DNC for rigged primary. the DNC is no longer going to have debates, and they move South Carolina to the first state. Look, everything is rigged, folks. All of it. Nothing's real. Election machines stopped working in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Officials had to borrow from another county. It's a joke. YouTube just banned RSBN, which is Right Side Broadcasting Network, for election misinformation a day before Trump's arraignment. Folks, if it has the word misinformation, disinformation, if it has climate change or anything to do with vaccine, it's fraud. It's a hoax. I guarantee it. We've mentioned thousands of examples. State Department, GEC, Soros, Open Society, the EU, and the UK are funding the Disinformation Index. Of course they are. It's not legit. It's propaganda, false flags, lies, gaslighting. That's what it is. That's all it is, folks. Next, controversial conduct company dismisses all charges against Katherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips after links were found to China. You can't make this stuff up, people. You just can't do it. Chinese Communist Party drafts rules requiring all AI companies to adhere to socialist censorship regulations. How come the Chinese Communist Party is requiring all AI companies around the world to they're not in charge. That's treason. That's sedition. That's against our Constitution, folks. I know it seems like I'm making some of this stuff up, but I promise you I'm not. Louisville shooter's manifesto details his intent to push gun control. I've read this article in detail. The short version is that a lot of these people want to be somebody. They want to do something for their ideology, and they want to be named. They want recognition, and they don't care how they do it. I want you to think about what I just said, folks. January 6th infiltration from Homeland Security. Proud Boys defense attorney says 19 Department of Homeland Security undercover agents were working on this stuff. Look, this is, it's all a setup, folks. All the J6 people need to be released. This is Stalin, Lenin, Hitler type stuff that we're seeing. And by the way, how come it's confirmed that
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS Omega-3 Fatty Acid Certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
To thank Genesis Communications Network for providing the opportunity for us to tell you the truth. 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, for about a decade. Thank you, GCN. Thank you, Ted Anderson. Thank you, Jason, Alex, Brad, and Nathan, and everyone else at Genesis Communications Network. Lee, Wickenhauser, everybody. You've all been wonderful. George, you've been... No one has ever been better to a USA Prepares than Genesis Communications Network. And it's a little unsettling to watch the takedown of those who were trying to tell you the truth, like Tucker Carlson and others. And they are being canceled at a rapid rate. And you should be concerned. All of you. Rich?
Yes, thank you, GCN. And we should all be concerned. That's why we all have to participate. Okay? It's being an American, you have to participate, especially at this point in history. Or just be prepared to go into bondage, to lose everything. Before the break, I was talking about Alex Soros, which was confirmed, held several meetings at the Biden White House. Whether it be Alex Soros, whether it be Justin Trudeau, it doesn't matter. These people get there because of their daddy. Malcolm X talked about these wealthy white liberals. And this is the true definition of white privilege, white supremacists, domestic terrorists. These are all people born on third base. When AOC goes public and says, soak the rich, soak the rich, no. It's all BS. Never been about equality, fairness, and all these other politically correct buzzwords. They're selling us weakness across the board. They're basically, it's about corruption, ineptness, lawlessness, passing the buck, kiss-assing, yes-men syndrome. There's no other strategy, okay? I want to mention a few other articles here before the end of the broadcast, and we appreciate you being here, folks. I apologize. Believe me, I'm deleting so much stuff as the program ensues because I just have so much prepared. IRS whistleblower confirms Biden AG Garland lied under oath, committed perjury, and he's done this before. This is our AG, Attorney General. Merrick Garland lies under oath, exposed for telling U.S. Marshals not to arrest leftist protesters outside the SCOTUS justice. U.S. Marshals, why didn't you arrest Merrick Garland? See, if no one does their job, and it's all about pass the buck and being yes-man syndrome, nothing's going to get done because everybody cares about, too many people care about the paycheck, pension, and benefit package. UN calls for decriminalization of all sexual activity, including pedophilia. Well, that should be interesting. Getz resolution, this is a Representative Getz from Florida, would make Biden disclose number of U.S. troops in Ukraine. The fact that we have U.S. troops in Ukraine, never mind the weaponry and the money we've given to Ukraine, if Russia attacks us, if China attacks us, and all their other allies like North Korea, Iran, Saudi Arabia, who the heck knows? We don't have any allies left. Even Mexico is selling us out. It's going to get ugly, folks. This is what these are the consequences of not acting on political incorrectness over the years. This is what happens when you're afraid to be called a name. This is what happens when you're afraid to be called a controversial racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobic, intolerant, violent, and conspiracy theorist. When the big names, like I just mentioned to you, are the true white supremacists, domestic terrorists who have white privilege, who are born on third base, and they're calling you these names. If you don't have the backbone to be called a name, you shouldn't be an American. Next, Jeffrey Epstein used J.P. Morgan as main bank for sex trafficking operation. Look, this child pedophilia stuff, which was used for blackmail in order to control people, how come there's not one person that can look, when you're looking yourself in the mirror, no one cares who has sex with anybody, but if it's children, it's not adult mutual consensual sex. How come nobody in the FBI, none of these people in intelligence agencies are coming forward with this blacklist? Why? Why do you think the powers that be are trying to normalize and legalize pedophilia so hard? You know, just like with Donald Trump, there's all this text and a letter about Stormy Daniels saying, I never had sex with him. It's on paper, but yet they're doing everything in their power to indict Donald Trump. Everything is fraud. Everything is theater. Well, Vince, obviously I'm not going to get to my high jumper analogy this week, so
yeah.
I might have gotten 50% of what I prepared for. But Vince, thank you so much for letting me exercise the First Amendment right, and we appreciate everybody being here.
Yeah, and next Tuesday we're gonna hit the points really hard about how you can do it, how you can do what we have done. And we're going to teach you by example, not theory, not something we read about or heard about, but what we've done. So please stay tuned next week, next Tuesday, for a special class with Rich Sheedy and me. Rich, thank you so much. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Gwyneth is with us tomorrow.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.